And now, we never thought this day would happen.
Sean, you know that music, right?
Absolutely. 90210?
No! That is bloody Charmed.
Oh, my God!
That is Charmed.
Everybody, we have Shannon Doherty.
Prue Halliwell.
The woman herself on the phone right now. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning. You guys playing that song, I'm never going to get it out of my head.
I know. It stuck with me too, Shannon.
Three Sister Witches.
I'm a boy from the country, Shannon, and I loved Charmed, and I was not afraid to say it.
And he did not fit in.
Yeah, I did. I really did. And what I loved about it was because you are a part of our life growing up. When we first met Brenda and Brandon and got really jealous of the fact that they weren't our family, that really messed a lot of us up.
Thank you. I mean, that's actually as odd as that sounds, it's really flattering because as an actor, you know, you hope that you do projects and shows that really sort of resonate with people and that people connect to. So it's really incredibly rewarding to know that we were hopefully a part of your family to some extent.
You are. To some extent, actually.
Oh, Shannon. I can remember having fights with my dad because I wanted to watch 90210 and he wanted to watch something like the news.
You
and
know
I'm
what
like,
I loved?
New.
What I loved is 90210 made it really, really nice and normal for a group of teens to hang out with an old man at a cafe. isn't that great, Shannon?
It was a different time.
It is a little weird looking back on it.
Now, Shannon, you're out in Australia with Supernova, of course. Is there someone that you've gone along to Supernova and seen that you haven't possibly met before and you're really keen on catching up with?
I mean, there's always like a surprise person. Everybody's great. The thing about Supernova is that it's sort of very family run, and I love that. They're really conscious of sort of what they're putting out there, and therefore, like, families can come with their children and everything else. So it's been fantastic for me, and I got to see Sean Astin, who I knew when I was, you know, just starting out.
And
he's so awesome. So it's always fantastic running into Sean. And he's so talented and so sweet and funny and smart. So that's been a lovely sort of surprise.
You know what I love? It's sort of like a big nerdy Woodstock, isn't it? Where
all of
you guys just sort of see each other and you'd never would probably meet each other in real life normally.
Or never be all together in the one place for sure.
Yeah.
It is a nerdy Woodstock. That's perfect.
In fact, that's what they should call it.
That's
to be honest.
Idea. Shannon, are you ever surprised at seeing some of your super fans and how, you know, into
passionate?
Yeah, passionate's a great word. They are into you. Yeah.
I mean, I think grateful. I don't think surprised is the right word.
I think
for me, the right word is grateful. I'm always incredibly grateful to see them, and you know, they know more than I do about my own career. They know, you know, shows that I guest starred on that I don't even remember.
you know,
like what color the dress was I wore in a certain episode, and it's fascinating to me. And so, again, rewarding to me that sort of something that I did, something that I was a part of, you know, resonated to that extent with people. And I think I've been super blessed and very, very lucky in my life because, you know, I had multiple hit shows. I wasn't just, you know, that had that sort of emotion with fans. And 90210, I mean, Charmed was huge.
Charmed
I don't think it ever gets bigger than 90210.
Yeah. 90210, that's because it was new. It was something that none of us had experienced before. And it was, at the time, it was super cutting edge. The stuff that you guys hit at the time, looking back now, you think, oh, it's not really. But at the time, like talking about sex and stuff like that, especially in schools, that was huge.
Oh, it was revolutionary.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%. You did not have a show like that on TV at that time. You did not have, you know, a show that was about teenagers that discussed real life issues in such a way that, you know, you dealt with, you know, losing your virginity and cancer and like so many different subjects.
Yeah, to the point where none of us even cared that Luke Perry was 40. none of us even cared at the time.
He was not
40. Hey, wasn't the girl that played Andrea, Gabrielle, wasn't she like significantly older than the rest of you?
Yeah, she was older than the rest of us.
Mm.
She must have felt like she must have gone. Either she felt really good or like about her skin regime.
She felt fantastic. Yeah. I mean, she certainly didn't look her age. She blended right in. Yeah.
As a 17-year-old, it's weird.
Hey, Shannon, how's Sydney going for you anyway? I think I saw a photo of you at Palm Beach or something that the water looked amazing at the joint you were staying at.
My husband and myself rented this house in Palm Beach and it was phenomenal. Sydney has been amazing. Just sort of, you know, getting in a car and driving and seeing all, it's so vast. You know, you don't really realize how vast it is and how many different places there are to see and so many things to do. Mm. And the one consistency here in Sydney are the people. Everybody's incredibly nice.
Oh, wait till you get to Perth.
Man. Even nicer.
I just got to Perth and I'm sitting in my hotel room.
I'm sure you can feel the niceness oozing out of us.
I know. I was at Perth. I think I was in Perth a year ago or 2 years ago, and it was just wonderful. Mm. Fremantle, you know, I love. There was a restaurant over there that was fantastic, and so I'm excited to be back, and I'm excited to, you know, sort of see my fans, my Perth fans again.
And you know what? Our Perth fans, they really know Perth. So why don't you guys hit up Shannon on Instagram or on Twitter and actually give her some
recommendations
on where she can go this time around?
That would be amazing. Good restaurants or things that like must-sees, must-dos.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, all right, done. All right. Hey, our people look after you.
Hey, Shannon, you're talking about cruising around Sydney, driving and stuff. How do you go on the right...
Yeah, on the other side of the road.
Because when I was in LA, I nearly got hit by a car because I was looking for the other side
Everything's strange.
I found it to be really easy and natural.
Oh.
Yeah, it was great. At first, my husband drove, and he surfs. Yeah. And so I felt like every single time we came to a body of water, which is pretty much every second, I felt like I was going to die because he would just
be looking at the surf.
It was horrifying. So I made him pull over and I took over the driving and I felt quite safe.
Well, we're glad you made it.
I know. Tell him to drive safe and keep Brenda safe.
Yes, exactly.
We need her.
Very important. You can go and see Shannon at Supernova this weekend, everybody.
Go check it out. It is the best crowd of people. It's just mad love down there. And and you get really great access to people that you would never think that you would meet, like Shannon Doherty. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you. You guys are awesome. Every single time I'm here, I'd love to talk to you.
Yeah, I want to talk to you, Shannon. We need you to come in because I want to do the 90210 handshake with you.
Done. Okay, so the next time I'm here, we'll hook that up.
Oh, my God. Yay. Officially a date.
I've got a date with Shannon.
Thank you, Shannon.